Downloading.
Downloading.
Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking about escaping the struggles of our old self on SOS Radio. We're talking with Bob Merritt. He pastors one of the largest churches in America. It's based out of Minneapolis with Eagle Brook Church. And I'll tell you what, Bob just wrote this new book. It's called Done With That. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Scott, and all your listeners. Great to be with you today.
So we talk about our old life is gone and we're a new creation when we ask Jesus into our heart, but sometimes we don't always feel that way.
Well, that's true. I grew up in a pastor's home, pastor's kid, and been around Christianity all my life in the church, twice on Sunday, once on Wednesday. And I would hear this message, when you come to Christ, your old life is gone, the new has come. I even heard my dad preach on that. And I got a sense that this old life will be completely gone. Everything's new. The reality was that wasn't the case in my life as a teenager, 20-something, going to college, even now as a pastor, 62 years old. Scott, I still struggle with sin. You know, really, that's where this book came out of. What does it mean to be done with the old life, and what does it look like to live in the new life?
We think we're going to have some sort of magic formula. It's like, okay, I accepted God into my life. I'm not going to have the temptation to sin anymore. I'm not going to get pulled back into that. But, you know, that struggle actually points us back to our need for a Savior, Bob.
For sure. And in the book, I ask the question, well, what it done? What it Paul says, the old life is gone. What's gone? Because I still sin. I talk about my own signature sin, which is verbal misconduct. I've struggled with that all my life, saying hurtful things to people. It actually led to quite a major intervention here with our elders and about 10 years ago, and that was a real painful time in my life. But they confronted my verbal misbehavior, and that led me to a year-long counseling with a coach, and it was very painful. But that was really the first time I dug into what's behind that. You know, what is it about my verbal sin? Where's that coming from? And how do I get over that?
We're talking with Bob Merritt today at SOS Radio, and he has a new book. It's called Done With That, and it's about escaping the struggle of our own life. And just a second ago, we were talking about how our words have meaning, and sometimes our words can bring life to people, and sometimes our words can be used a lot like a sword. And you were just telling a story about how verbal misconduct was something you felt like I'm struggling with. How do we get past that? Because a lot of times we get angry, we get frustrated, or people call us out, and then we'll say something, and it's just like a jab, or it's like a cheap shot, and you don't really think much about it, but it really wounds people, and sometimes they hold on to that for a long time.
You know, I think we underestimate, Scott, what our words do. Proverbs say our words can bring life or death, and so words can be a very positive thing, should be a positive thing, and bring life to people, healing and hope, but they can also create kind of death as we speak venomous words to people or we have harsh language, either whether spouse, kids, even friends or colleagues, and so it's a very powerful thing, the tongue. The Bible speaks about that. And that's been my issue. You know, God has used my speaking ability probably more powerfully than anything in my life. But oftentimes when you have a strength, there's a corresponding weakness. And so it's a strength, but it's also, it can be a real strong weakness. So how do you get over it? I think the first thing, for me at least, I referenced this year-long intervention. I think being confronted with the truth and, you know, being honest, hey, I've got a problem. That's the first thing. I think a lot of people are simply unaware what's causing pain or what's causing loss in their life. It took a counselor for me to actually see how deep and devastating my verbal sin was. And so it's really, you know, to be honest with it, to be confronted with it, to have some awareness is the very first thing to overcoming any kind of sin.
It's funny when we're in relationships with people and they misuse their verbal conduct and it starts with a spar and then we zing back at them and then they zing back at us and it turns into this sword fight. And Bob, what have you learned about de-escalating that so that we can get past criticism and we can get past, hey, we've got a problem here and I don't know how to deal with it, but we're both doing this.
Sometimes it takes a counselor. I mean, sometimes you can't figure that out yourself. You know, if you're in a relationship with a friend or a family member or you're married and you have a spouse, you're struggling. And we all do, by the way. No marriage is perfect. Mine certainly isn't. My wife and I just celebrated 40 years. But we just had a verbal exchange the other day. And sometimes it's humor. Sometimes it's not. You know, how do you get past some of that? I think sometimes you really need some outside help. But honestly, none of us can get over sin on our own power. We can't power up and just willpower through it. It takes effort, but honestly, you know, the Bible speaks about, hey, you got to be led by the Spirit, filled by the Spirit, controlled by God's Spirit. There is a power available to every Christian. And I think sometimes we underestimate our need for that power, and then we fail to access that power. In fact, just before this interview today, Scott, I asked God to fill me with His Spirit, fill me with, you know, wisdom and words that will help your listeners. I just need God's power every single day. So we talked about being aware of the sin and then just going to God and confessing that and saying, look, I'm being honest before you, Lord. This is a problem in my life. I'm humbly confessing it to you. Will you begin to give me the power and ability to begin to overcome this? And then, of course, the fourth thing is accountability. You know, you got to have people around you who know about your weakness, know about your sin, and will you ask them to help you? Hey, if I fumble here, will you kind of point that out? Sometimes I'm unaware about my words. Would you help me through that? That's a bold step, but it's not a one solution thing. It's multifaceted. And it's, by the way, it's lifelong. I'm going to struggle with my signature sin all lifelong. The goal isn't perfection. The goal is, am I making progress? And so when you see that you're making progress, you know that that's a good thing.
Leaving our old life behind, it's tough. I'm Scott on SOS Radio. We're talking with author and pastor Bob Merritt today at SOS Radio. He has a new book. It's called Done With That. It's all about escaping the struggle of our old self. But why do you think, Bob, that so many of us as Jesus followers, we have a hard time leaving our past where it belongs, in the past?
For me, I don't like to admit that I have some weaknesses. A lot of these things are lifelong. They're ingrained. A lot of them, you know, we learn from our parents. I picked up some really bad tendencies from my dad. I don't blame him. It's not his fault for my sin. But some of these things we just grew up with, and we're simply unaware of our behavior. And so, you know, Jesus talks about take the log out of your own eye before you point out issues in other people's lives. We all have a log or, you know, a series of things in our lives that we can't even see it. And so some of these things we grew up with were just kind of how we roll. Sometimes we say things, well, that's just me, or that's just how I do things, or I can't help it. Those are signs that maybe there's something wrong. For me, what causes me to really pay attention is the amount of pain that I experience around that issue. So when my life begins to hurt so badly because I'm losing friends, or I'm having struggles in my marriage, or I'm not sober, I feel empty and lonely at the end of the day all the time. When that pain becomes so acute, that's what gets my attention. That's what gets the attention of a lot of people.
They call them blind spots for a reason. And we're talking with author and pastor Bob Merritt today on SOS Radio. In Ephesians, Paul says, for our struggle's not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and authorities and powers of the dark world, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And even though we know Jesus won the battle, we still have the struggles. And a lot of battles, Bob, they take place in our mind and our heart. And can you explain what some of these battlegrounds are and how they affect us moving forward from our old life so that we can actually have some freedom and some peace in Christ?
Yeah, so you mentioned the mind. I mean, what I began to realize, Scott, in later years here is that I'm being bombarded every single day by messages from, whether it's from my iPhone or the computer or traveling down the road, a billboard. So there's this steady stream of messaging coming into my brain every single day. It's a gushing river of messaging. And a lot of it isn't good. A lot of it is bent. It's off. It's not true. A lot of it is insidious. A lot of it is trying to get me to buy things or consume things or whatever it might be. And what I've said, you've got to purify that stream. Everything begins in your mind. Whatever you think, that's what you end up doing. And so how do I purify that stream? I have to be around God's word every single day. I've got this verse sitting in front of me in my computer. It says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I see that verse every single day because I am weak in my sinful nature. The verse says, I can still do all things. I can overcome all things, even anxiety and fear and some of those things, not by my own power, but through Christ who gives me the strength. Now, that's just a daily reminder sitting in front of me every single day that I see. And that's a counter message to everything else I've been exposed to on my way to work. And so I just say, look, you can't put blinders on and block all these messages out. So what you have to do is you have to purify that stream, you know, with daily verses, memory verses. Memory work, by the way, is so important. You know, reading a good book like we're talking about today, I read a chapter a day out of a good book every single day and a piece of scripture, just because I know that my mind and my heart needs that, even if I don't feel it in the moment.
That's good, because there's the element of what our brain knows and then what our heart feels and then what our emotions are exposing us to. But then there's also the truth and the reality of what's going on.
Yeah. One of the things I've talked about in the book here, Scott, is soul sickness. I can tell it. I can actually sense it in my spirit when I have not been around God's word. If it's a 2 or 3 or 4 day hiatus, I can actually feel my soul begin to suffer. I feel weak in my spirit. I feel afraid. Things make me anxious that don't normally do that. I forget about God's spirit who lives inside me. I forget about this verse. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. My soul begins to sag and I can actually feel it. But that taken a lifetime for me to sense some of those things. And so I just encourage all your listeners, you can't starve yourself from the truth of God's word for too long without beginning to feel sick in your soul.
I love that encouragement. We're talking to Bob Merritt today at SOS Radio. And he pastors one of America's largest churches, his Eagle Brook Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Actually has a brand new book. It's called Done With That. It's about escaping the struggle of your old life. Thanks for checking in with us this morning, Bob.
Oh, you're welcome, Scott. It's been my honor.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.